Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success of nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. I am so excited to you today. I'm going to bring to you part three of our four-part series. Remember, we've been talking about procrastination up to this point. Now we're going to talk about disorganization. You can catch me every Monday night at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 Pacific. I always bring my unicorn mug, as you know. Yes, dehydrated, so make sure you grab your water or your favorite beverage. You can always find me on 3wellnesspillars.com. That's my website, or YouTube. That's probably the best place for you guys to see all these radio shows, because if we stop going live at about the 30-minute mark, we go into the after party, either catching me Facebook Live or on YouTube is truly the best way to see it all. So that's where you want to head. Deep breath, disorganization, part one. So what comes first? Procrastination or disorganization? Or disorganization, and then we procrastinate because we're so disorganized. That really is the biggest argument. It's not really an argument, but it's kind of one of the conversation pieces that I have with my clients often. And both of them can make you feel positive or they can make you feel super negative. Both of them can affect the perception of yourself or how others perceive you. What I want you to remember, though, is it does not mean you're lazy if you do either one. It does not mean that you are a slob or an unclean person. It does not mean that. It does not mean that you should be disrespected or you're not intellectual or you're not capable. It truly just means simply you procrastinate and you're disorganized. And we have to figure out some strategies and tools that work in your real world. There are lots of books, lots of studies out there you can read. Pieces of them will work for you. Pieces of them won't work for you. It's important to figure out what works in your family, for you, your work. All right, so let's keep going. I want you to think about, I'm going to put procrastination over here on the back burner, and we're just going to talk about disorganization. And the main thing is we're going to go through a list, and it's a pretty long list. And you don't have to sit down and write it down right now. Maybe just listen to it over and over. But the reality is, if you're not opening your mail and there's some things that you're not doing, and maybe your garage is in a shamble, or you're not preparing even simply your weekly menu on how to eat, or whether you have groceries in the house, those types of things can build up and weaken your mental muscle, which is just like your quadricep. It's a muscle that needs to be used. So those all weaken. And disorganization kind of builds on top of each other, and it'll start going room to room, start going to work with you. Your car will start being disorganized. So what we're going to go over in the next 2 weeks, here we go. We're going to be talking about what is disorganization, which we kind of know. I don't even need to really tell you that. It is subjective, though. So what I think is disorganized for me may not be for someone else. So own that. Then we're going to talk about the whole list I'm going to go through to see, are you disorganized? And you can think about different areas. So you have to admit that right up front. I'm going to give you some fun, super fun facts. Then we're going to talk about all ways, pros and cons. And then what areas you are disorganized in. Because there's usually certain areas, and certain areas might lead up to then other areas being disorganized. So let's talk about the areas in a little bit. And then guess what else? Disorganized people tend to fib. They do. I don't really call them liars because I hate that word, liars. There are some people pathologically out there that are just damn liars. There are. But there are certain fibs that disorganized people or procrastinators say. And I want to throw some of those at you to see if you resonate with some of them. Yes, we all do it. So I'm going to talk about some fibs. And then in the next show, next week, we are going to talk about tips. Tips that not only relate to disorganization, but procrastination kind of together. And then how being disorganized affects your wellness. It's huge. I would say with my clients, if they start to procrastinate or they start to get disorganized, absolutely, they're not the healthiest they've ever been. Absolutely, they are not living their quality life. They are directly related. Disorganized in one area of your life, you're absolutely disorganized in other areas of your life. So, what is disorganization? Figure it out. You know, it's not being organized. It's the dis of organization. All right, let's talk about deciding if you're disorganized. It's like the hardest thing to admit. It's like trying to admit if you are addicted to something. I wonder if there's some studies out there of blank many people are addicted to being disorganized, because it probably does lead into some sort of comfort. It probably does lead into some sort of excelled pace of disorganization. I'll have to look that up for y'all. So I don't know the answer to that, but we're going to go through some things. You can always look back, listen to this. I'm going to give you about, I think I've got maybe 1920-ish things that I want you to listen to. I'm telling you right now, if you come up with, I used to say about half of these, then you're definitely disorganized. I have shrunk that percent. If you resonate with about 25% of these, you are disorganized. And it comes in like the roller coaster of life. So there are going to be certain areas of your life that it is absolutely more often than others. Here we go. So do you hit your alarm regularly more than 2 times? Yep. I don't, but do you? I love to get up before the alarm. Stupid me. Silly me. Are you struggling finding matching socks? Laundry is a big deal. We're going to talk about that in tips next week. What about, do you struggle to find anything for yourself in the office or stuff for the kids for school? Keys. Are you often running late to appointments or meetings? Oh, yeah, could be disorganized. What about, do you absolutely need to have reminders for, say, anniversaries or even birthdays or meetings or health appointments? Do you need them? Forgetting items. Again, if your kids need those for school, you're always running back for the backpack. What about, are you saying you feel disorganized? Are you feeling disorganized? The next one's really important. Have you had conversations about you being disorganized, or maybe even arguments about you not being organized? That happens a lot. You forget to call people back. Another one. How about this one? I've done this. You all done this. Go to the grocery store for a specific person or purpose. Or person. Maybe you're going to get a person at the grocery store. But you're going to the store for a certain item and you end up back home for the exact item you forgot to go get. I can't stand that. But that happens all the time. You don't go with a list. What about the daily goals? Some of us try every single intention to be organized and we make that lovely list. What if at the end of the list on that day, that list doesn't get accomplished even halfway? Or what about your list at the end of the week doesn't get accomplished? Bet you're disorganized. Couple more. You often feeling tired? Are you saying you're tired? What about, here's another one. Let's see. Are you always flipping through the TV? That's one. Flipping through the TV, watching Netflix, playing Candy Crush. But while you're doing it, you're worried about not being organized or something that you haven't gotten done. Huge. Vacations, or it doesn't have to just be something you don't like. You can even procrastinate or be disorganized in organizing your vacations or parties for your friends, something you really like to do. I'll give you a few more. Do you maybe drink or gamble or smoke? to reduce stress of being disorganized? I know you don't think that relates, but it does. Do you have plenty of free time, but no time for yourself? I'm going to keep going with you. I've got a couple. Are you busy, but have nothing to show for it? That's my absolute favorite. I should put that at the top. I hear that all the time. Too busy, too busy, too busy. And what about if you're screwing up relationships? Being disorganized is really big deal with relationships and arguments with relationships. And then the last one I want to share with you is, are you feeling like there's a lot of excuses that you're using, that you are not getting things done or you're breaking your promises? So if you're saying any of these things above, if you're seeing them in 0.25%, a quarter of the, you know, not 50%, but even 0.25% of those that I've shared, then we need to give you some tools and strategies to improve that. It's going to improve your quality of life. Can't even express that to you. So let's continue on. I'm going to give you some fun facts. Ready, set, go. You probably learned somewhere to be disorganized. Sometimes what it is you've seen somebody be disorganized, and so you follow that because we're learned behavior, most of us, or somebody harped at you and harped at you. Pick that up. Do that. You've got to, you know, why aren't you doing those things? Why is your room a mess? And so it's a control issue. We end up taking over and say, I'm going to leave my room a mess. I never could as a kid. Okay, another fun fact. 80% of what we have, we don't use, especially in our closet. Think of that. We wear 20% of our clothes over and over again. Since I moved to Florida, I can tell you that that's the God's honest truth. 50% of homeowners say their garage is the most disorganized place in their life. I bet that's true for a lot of you. And then we need to learn to improve our skills and strategies on all those areas. If the fun facts are true and we got to get rid of a bunch of clothes, come on, you guys, that's kind of easy to do. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about some. Let's go with the cons first versus the pros. Pros are always easy to go with. Everybody always starts with the pros. Cons. Okay, let's see. How about wasted time? People waste so much time when they're disorganized, looking for things, redoing things. How about that? And you're wasting time because you could be places. And it's embarrassing. Baseball games for your kids. The strain that it causes on personal and professional lives, we've talked about that. You're not filling your promises. That's a con. Depression, emotional, feelings towards yourself. That can certainly be a con. Lack of productivity and execution. You can even have lack of promotions, you guys, from being disorganized because those promises don't get met. Arguments. Pros to being disorganized. Let's talk about the pros. I have a hard time finding any pro. This is what I hear though. I get to live more in the moment. I have more time. You heard me say that on procrastination. I have more time. And so I get to live in the moment and I'm going to, why is it important that I have my garage clean when I could be doing blank, blank, and blank? Okay. I hear that all the time. Discovery. People say, I'm going to take my time going through those pictures because I know there's something I'm going to find in my family and I just want to take my time going through them. And that could be, like 2 or 3 years before you go through family photos, you guys. So people say that's a pro. Let's see. I'm going to donate some clothes. So I want to take my time going through that because I don't want to get through anything, go through something and give away something that I really like. So that's a pro. And then maybe control. I talked to you guys about that in a little bit earlier, is that a lot of people who are disorganized may have been forced to be organized in their life. And they're like, heck no, nobody's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to leave my clothes on the floor. So a couple other things. Let me see. My creative people, for sure. My painters, they want to have their craft room disorganized because they say that's where or how they get their muse. I kind of might believe that, but eventually you got to organize it. I mean, what if your paints are expired? That would be terrible. Pros for finances. Really? How can that be a pro? If you're not paying your bills and open your mail, how can that be a pro? I'm planning for retirement. I want to talk to an expert. I mean, come on, I can't back you on that. Sorry. A couple of other things. Let me see. Some arguments on pros. How about relationships, you guys? Relationships are taxed. I don't believe that. Your inside and outside chores, you can assign them. How can that be a pro? I'm good at the inside chores and he's good at the outside chores. So we're still trying to figure out who does what. So it's an excuse to not get them done. Let's see. I really would like to talk about closets in a little bit, and I want to talk about kitchens and more on relationships. So I think people are disorganized the most in their health and wellness. And I really am going to talk to you about that in the tips that we hit next week. So you need to make sure that you show up next week. You know what I'm saying, Sam? Are you ready to go into some fibs? So now you hopefully figured out if you're disorganized. That would be lovely. And now you figured out the pros and cons. Figure out where you lie. Now you want to hear some fibs? You know you're a fibber. Oh, I don't know which one's my favorite. I've certainly heard them all. What do we fib about? We fib about not having enough time. We're busy. We don't have enough time to get all those things done, and they just keep stacking up and stacking up. But I'll tell you what. I have a show. I have a YouTube video on 168 hours. That is literally all each of us have. So if you're not organized in those areas, you're going to be one of those that just feel like you're busy and you get nothing done. You need to categorize which areas you're going to tackle and figure it out, because you're not going to get any more time than any of us do. Okay. I'm overloaded. Well, the reason you're probably overloaded is because you're redoing a bunch of stuff. Look how much rework being disorganized can cause. It's a gob of rework. Often even the rework of having to go buy things, rebuy things, redo things, can't find paper, can't find pens. So it's not really that you're overloaded. Perhaps if you're disorganized, it's the rework. People say they know right where everything is. Oh my gosh, I heard this so much. I'm not even going to tell you who I heard this so much from raising them when they were growing up. I'm not going to pick that up, Mom, because I know right where everything is. I mean, I know if that's clean or not. I know right where everything is. No, you don't. You don't know where your stapler is. You don't know where your shoes are. That's an excuse. Or how about the fib of I was late because of an accident? Or I was late because the alarm didn't go off. Or I was late because of whatever. I totally bet you were late because you were disorganized. You didn't get the kids' backpack together. You didn't get your gym bag together. You didn't get your lunches together. And you were hauling butt out that door to get to work. And everything became slower. Feels like the traffic is even going slower. So, excuse, fib. Blame shifters, a couple others I want to cover. People who are disorganized blame everybody else. Think about if you guys do that. Well, I didn't get what I needed on time, or they were supposed to get me that report. Hey, sisters and brothers, go track those people down and get what you need. Hate blame shifters. Own up to it. Drives me crazy. And then the tomorrow to death. The tomorrow to death people. Oh my gosh, I can't get these minutes back. That's my Dr. Phil thing I've stolen. You have five times to tell me something, and if you don't, I don't want to hear it again. If you don't solve it, I don't want to hear it, because I can't get these minutes back. I hear this all the time. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to start tomorrow. The tomorrow to deathers. Well, guess what? Disorganized people want to start tomorrow because they haven't even started it. They are the 11th hour people who want to figure it out, find it. I think that should be the number one fib. Okay, so we are going to come back after this commercial break. We're going to go into an after party. Hopefully you have figured out if you are disorganized, if you are a fibber, and come on back. I have some amazing questions that I received from some clients on disorganization. Yes, I have. Come back to us. Again, you guys can email me always, coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. I can work with you through this. If you are disorganized, you are not as healthy as you could be. So let's come on back. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wellness. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.